Hi, Menno. How are you? Good morning.
Hi.
Doing well?
Good.
Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'll be the one going over pricing and details with you. I know that you've been talking here with Mary, and she does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. So before I get into the pricing details, do you have any questions as far as how the program works or questions about the placement that we do?
How does it work, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So I'm sure you've done a search on Google before, right? Maybe looking for a restaurant or you've looked for a tire shop.
Yeah.
So you know how in the search results you'll get this map that pops up with the little red dots, and then it's got those businesses that are listed right below it. We call it the local map section. Sound familiar?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's where we would list your company, because there 90% of searches will start and stop. So let's just say someone's looking for land clearing, excavating, if you do demo, any of your services, they're going to find your company listed there. They don't even have to know you by name.
Okay.
It's just by searching by your services. So calls will come directly to you from the potential clients that are in need of your service. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Who comes to me directly to my service?
The phone calls. So if I'm looking, these are going to be live direct calls to you. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, the reason that we were reaching out is because we just had this position open up within our company for your category. So we are looking, Menno, for a company that provides a quality service, can handle more business, and you know, has a good reputation online. I actually did a quick search for the company by name because it's May Excavating, correct?
It's M-E-Y.
M-E-Y, yeah. I pronounce it May, but okay.
M-E-Y is what I call
M-E-Y. Okay, perfect. So M-E-Y Excavating, I did just a quick search because I wanted to see like where you were appearing at online. When I did that, I actually came across, there's a listing on Vizipedia. I found one also on BuildZoom. And then I don't know if this is current, but there also appeared to be an Angie's Leads. It used to be called HomeAdvisor. From what I've seen, although it's a little bit of online presence, there's nothing negative regarding your company. I know that the business has been around for 8 months. However, I would assume that you also have, you know, maybe a little bit more experience in the industry, right? More time in the industry.
So
you're definitely, you meet the criteria of the kind of company we want to work with. So again, if we start to work with you on the first page of Google, we're going to close it out. We're not going to work with your competitors because we want to make sure that your company gets the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, Mary put that you're targeting a 100-mile radius. Is that how far you're willing to travel, or typically on an average, how far do you target?
That's how far I'm willing to travel. I mean, the closer the better, but you know.
Okay. And then I know you don't have a website. What about Facebook? Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
No.
No?
No.
Not even a personal page?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. So let's see here. What I would recommend then is our Premier Platinum package. Now, the way that we do things here, Menno, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month and there's no contract, so we're not going to charge you per call, per job, or per click. It'll be a true flat rate. With our new in business rate, you're going to save over 50%, so what you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $499 a month, month to month. No contracts. Now, this is going to give you two spotlight positions on Google. You'll be listed in the Google first page local map and at the top in the Google ads, which will reach up to 100 miles. We're going to list you on Bing. We're going to also create profiles for you on Yelp and Apple Maps. I will include a website for you that we will build, host, and maintain. Maybe you've taken some pictures, I would think, of some of the work that you've done. Have you taken any by chance? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So on that website, we're going to add pictures of your work, write a biography about your company. We're going to attach that website where your business is being promoted so that they can see the quality work that you do and they get to learn more about your company. And we'll include also the mobile platform. So what that means, Menno, if someone's doing a search from their iPhone, from their Android, or even from their tablet, they can find your company on that first page of Google immediately. So basically, this package here would be covering all of your bases, and it's month to month with no contracts.
Okay.
How does that sound?
It sounds pretty good, but I'm not sure if I want to do it yet.
Okay. What in particular would kind of hold you back, if you don't mind me asking?
It's the price.
The price?
I mean, I like to do my advertising, like word to mouth. That's the best advertising there is.
It is. It is. In fact, I agree with you on that, and I'll tell you. So the modern day word of mouth, you know, back in the day, my dad, right, if he needed some work done that he couldn't do himself, he was calling his brother, he was calling, you know, one of his best friends, right, to refer someone
exactly,
to him, because that's the way it was. Nowadays, everybody's online, reading reviews.
Yeah.
So how we help you with that is if you've done work in the past for clients, we create you a tiny little link that you could either email it or text it to them, and we encourage you to ask them to leave you reviews because it's the modern day word of mouth. I mean, imagine this. Someone who don't know you by name happens to see one review from someone who has used your services in the past. I mean, just by them reading that one review is going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are, right? So it's the modern day word of mouth. If you don't mind me asking, a lot of your business, I would assume, comes from word of mouth. That works well for you. Are you getting leads with Angie's yet, or is that just recently
you just signed up with them?
Okay.
I just recently signed up, but I am getting leads.
How do you like the lead process?
It's got its downfalls. I mean, it wasn't as good as I figured it was going to be, you know, because, like, every lead you have to pay for.
I guess everyone. That
so like yeah, everyone that they send me, and then if I don't get the job, then well, I'm kind of screwed or whatever. You
what
know
if
what
they
I mean.
Don't answer the phone? I've heard from some other clients of theirs that we work with too. We're not associated with them, but some of them have told me like if they call the lead and they don't pick up, they're still getting charged for it. Is that also the case with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And they vary
now,
in prices.
They have
right?
the, yeah, they do. Now they have a, like once your spend target, you can set your spend target a month.
Your budget. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. What's your monthly budget with them, if you don't mind me asking?
Right now it's $500. So it'd be about the same price as you. What I'm saying
is,
if
you don't mind me asking, I mean, typically how many leads do you get with the $500? Because I know that the prices would vary.
They give me leads up to the $500, you know.
Could that be within five leads? Or could that be like, because I know some leads could be $17, or some are $150. I heard one guy pay like $250 a lead.
Yeah, that depends on what kind of job you do. Now, I listed for demos, and that's very pricey.
The demos?
I pay like $100. Mm. Yeah. So that depends on what lead you are. They probably average out at about 50, maybe a little bit
about
more.
About $50 or more for a lead?
60.
Average?
60.
About 60?
I'd say 60, yeah.
Okay.
Now, the one thing is, once you reach your spend target for that month, they send you opportunities. Now you can either this is
accept
what I like
it
about
or not.
It.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can either accept it or pass on it. So
right.
I did like that. I really like that. But. I'm just not 100% sure yet. You know, I'm with that Angie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you're investing $500 there. Yeah, the big difference.
Which I was going to, I was going to ask them to set my spend target, like, lower, maybe at 250, and take off the demos and some of the other stuff. So, you know, it wouldn't be quite as much.
Yeah. The difference
the opportunities.
Yeah. And the difference with what we offer, Menno, compared to the Angie's, right? So Angie's is a directory. You're like, you have a profile on their website, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great directory. Don't get me wrong. I won't badmouth any company because that's not my style. But the thing too with their leads is that you're also sharing them with like three other businesses that are your competitors.
Exactly.
So keep in mind, you're not the only one paying for that lead, right?
Uh-huh.
Now,
when
we're talking about placement on Google, right, and someone's on Google performing that search, right, they're looking for someone who does demo work. They're going to call the businesses that they see on that first page of Google. So whether you got 50 phone calls, 100 phone calls, if you landed a job, let's say, and you're making $10,000 off that job, right? We're not even charging you a percentage. You're paying a flat rate. No matter what, it's still going to be $4.99 a month.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the price doesn't change.
And you're not, and you're not charging me for everybody that calls me.
No.
You know what?
Not at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at all. And the thing about it.
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I said, that's all right. I was just going to say, it does sound better than the Angie. Another thing I don't really like about the Angie, they don't give you their direct phone number. You know, they don't give the customer's direct phone number. So you have to call this, like, this area code number you're in with an extension. I didn't really like that. You know, it seems to me, and if you're doing it in a message, it seems to me they're listening in on everything that you do, yet you and the customer are saying, or whatever. I mean, I don't know if they do, but I imagine they do that.
Yeah, I don't know if they do that. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's just, I just didn't really like that, you know, that they don't give you a direct phone number for the for the customer.
Yeah, and it's their process. It's really their process. It's just how they do things.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
So, you know, like I mentioned to you, right, our program is month to month. I mean, there's no contract. So, again, you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. Now, with our program, you'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system that allows you, Menno, to track your results with us and not just take our word for it that this program is working. So you will be able to see, like, what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, how many phone calls you received from new customers. And then also, if you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of the content, you can do so. In fact, you'll have a team that's dedicated to your account here. It does start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. But, like I mentioned, I mean, it's a month-to-month program with no contracts. I mean, I feel it's something that you would want to take advantage of today. Give it a shot. This way we can prove it to you. I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I hear you.
Okay. Okay. I'm in kind of a bad area, so.
It's okay.
I assume I have to pay that $4.99.
Well, in order for us to proceed forward, right, I'll tell you our process. So payment would be made today. You and I would create the account, and then we schedule what we call a client interview with one of our technicians. Now, in the client interview is really where the magic is going to happen, because our tech is going to talk to you about your website, where to send us the pictures that you have. They're going to talk to you about the areas that you want to target. They're going to talk to you about your services. So they're going to go over way more in detail. I typically like to schedule your client interview, if possible for you, depending on your work schedule, I like to schedule it, if not the same day, by no later than the following. Because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we're moving too. So that's how the process would work. So today you would have to pay the $499. And then we close out the position. Okay. So that means my reps are going to receive a message from me. Stop calling. We've already filled the position.
I see. Trying to think here what I want to do. You probably don't know how long this position would be available, do you?
I don't. I'll be honest with you, even as we've been talking, my reps are still calling out. So I'm going to be always transparent with you, Menno. My reps are still calling out as you and I are talking on the phone.
Now, if I would, like, let's say, call you back, I still get a spot, like, in the Google or whatever.
What do you mean, if you were to call me back, like, weeks from now or?
Or, like, maybe even tomorrow or later on the day.
You know what? It's all going to depend because as my reps are calling out, right? And I'll tell you how our process is. As I mentioned to you, we're very selective on the type of company that we want to work with. Okay? You're the first one that's qualified for this position. But even so that we're talking on the phone, my reps are still calling out through the area. So they're qualifying a business, right? As soon as they qualify another business, they're going to get them over to me. My job, okay, is to make sure that you are a good fit, is to talk to you about some of your goals, you know, what you're currently doing, and to find a package that is the most suitable for you that's going to get you the best return on what you would be investing with us. If you agree, yes, this is a good idea, I want to proceed forward, Nadine, I send out a message immediately to my representative, stop calling, I've already filled the position. That means we're not working with anyone else in your territory, and when I talk about your territory, that means where you're based out of. We're not going to work with anyone else who does what you do, because we want to make sure that your company is getting the maximum amount of exposure and phone calls. If we, Menno, worked with you and one of your competitors, we're basically working against ourselves, and that will not benefit you whatsoever, not even us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have many categories that I need to fill. Like I have right now this category. I have another category in Dallas, Texas for concrete. I have a category in Miami, Florida for tree service. So I have several categories throughout different areas that I have my reps that need to be helping me to fill the position, right, with the right company.
Okay.
Now, I say this. If you wait until tomorrow, I'm going to, again, always be transparent. I can't guarantee I'm going to have this position open because it depends on who they're going to qualify next. I know you mentioned price. Price is a little for you, right? I get that. You're paying $500 to Angie, okay? A lot of our clients, what they have found that also work with Angie's, a lot of them have cut back on their budget a little bit. Some of them have even put their leads on pause in order to allocate that and give our program a try. And what they have found when they've done that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking about doing.
And what they have found when they've done that is eventually, over time, once they see the calls and the business that they're generating by being listed on Google, eventually, over time, they don't even need the Angie's anymore.
I see.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If cost is, you know, the $499, I get that, right? It's quite a bit of money, okay? What I could do for you is this, Menno. I could at least apply this other credit. The lowest that I can get this price down for you is going to be $449. I know that that's only a $50 difference, but let's be real. Even $50 goes a long ways for me. you know, I mean,
well,
that's
I
only
mean,
giving me a half a gap thing, but
well,
I mean, I can at least help you in that way, is at least get it as low as $449 for you.
the $499, which that's not really, I don't think that's that much money if, like, if I do get jobs, then that's,
right.
You know, it's really not, you know, because that's helping me get the jobs.
Right.
So,
but I could at least help you in that way to bring it down to $449 for
yeah.
you. And that price, would you would be
yeah.
grandfathered into that price. That price is not going to change. Okay? No matter
uh-huh.
how long you're with us. It'll always still be a $449,
okay.
whether you were with us for 6 months or 6 years. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And could I, another question.
Yeah. I'm sorry, your phone cut out, hon. What was that?
Yeah. Can I, at, like, any time stop the account? You
so,
know, like,
let's see. Yeah, that's a great question. So, let's say, here's how it works, right? We're going to ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but
yeah,
you pay
yeah.
monthly. Let's just say a few months down the road, you decide, you know what, let's say you landed a project and you're going to be super bombarded for months, or you just want to part ways, okay? The only thing we ask is you call 3 business days before that billing is due to cancel or deposit. That's it. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We just part as friends, okay?
Okay. Okay.
We're not gonna charge you for canceling. Just make sure you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't get that charge. That's all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And would I get like a heads up before the billing date is due?
So I read you a voice verification recording. That's for your protection, and what it does is it outlines our service agreement. So. Today, the 21st, if you're moving forward, that means every 21st of the month is when your billing is. So I read that to you,
okay.
the voice verification. So you know, okay,
I
every
see.
21st of the month is my billing date, right?
Okay.
So
right,
that's
yeah.
read to you in the voice yeah. verification, yeah. And that date doesn't change. You know, it's always going to be the 21st
okay.
of every month. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I know, you know,
let's
I have this gym membership. I have this gym membership. I'm not even joking. The date always changes on me. I tell the guy, dude, can you just, like, keep it the same date, but it's every 4 weeks I get charged. So my billing date always changes, and that drives me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I'll try it. For the,
all right.
What is the... like the price difference, the $449 or $499, what are you?
There's no price difference. I just added another credit for you. Like, it's not taking away anything, in other words. What I'm doing is I'm applying this other credit, so that way I'm able to drop it down to the $449 a month. What I'm actually adding, I'll tell you what I'm adding. I have a friends and family rate. It's a special credit that they give me for a friend or a family member of mine that wants to be a part of first page placement on Google. But first, we would have to have a position available for them, right? I don't ever use my credits. So I was able to apply my credit for you as a friends and family rate so that I can bring it down to the $449 a month for you, okay? I just asked my manager when we were on the phone. I said, is there any way I could please apply this credit for him? I didn't tell him you were like a long lost friend or anything like that. That's the truth, you know
okay.
what I mean? So
yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I didn't
that
say,
much.
Listen, this is a cousin that I found from, you know, Ancestry.com. All right, Menno, what's the best email for you? Because I'm going to send you everything in writing, and this is where we also send your receipt and correspondence from us. So what's the best email for you?
It's the M.E. Yoder.
Uh-huh.
12.
Uh-huh.
@gmail.com.
Now I know where the M.E.Y. comes from. Are those like your initials?
My name's Menno E. Yoder, yep.
Oh, my gosh, how cool is that? Okay. Now I get the M.E.Y., duh. Okay, so I'm sending you these two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, which is me. Now, the first one's going to say Google advertising. It's going to have everything included that I just mentioned to you, with the price being $449 a month. Okay?
Okay.
And that's for the Premier Platinum package. The second email that you're going to receive is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So remember I mentioned to you that you're going to have that customized tracking and reporting system so that you could track your results with us. So I'm sending you an example of that. Okay?
Okay.
So let me send this second one. Now, just real quick, Menno, on this phone number that we're speaking on, can you also receive text messages on this phone number?
Yes.
Beautiful. So I'm going to also send you two text messages, and once you receive both, just confirm with me that you got both of them, okay? I am what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always like for you to have my information for your records. So the first text that you're going to receive, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my 877 number and my extension. So there goes the first one. Now the second text, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you've got a question or even a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. Now, remember I mentioned that you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're actually 3 hours ahead of us.
Okay.
So we're here for you 10 to 7. Okay?
All right.
We're always here for you 10 to 7 because you're 3 hours ahead. All right?
All right.
Okay. Now, Menno, do you spell your name M as in Mike, E, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar?
Yep.
Okay. And your last name you said is Yoder, Y-O-D-E-R?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, the best number for clients to contact you on, is that going to be the 724-388-7909?
Yep.
And that's the best number for us to reach you at as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is very important. The company name, should it read as capital M, capital E, capital Y, like as one word, M-E-Y, and then excavating with a capital E? Is that how it should read?
Put it at the end of each initial.
Okay. So M period E period Y, correct? Should there be a period after the Y as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way they know it's M. That way they know it's M, not the May.
Right, and they're not pronouncing it like I was.
Yeah.
It's
which
okay.
I guess as long as they... As long as they got the right phone number, that's all that matters.
Did you get those two text messages that I sent you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to text you right now the way that I'm writing the company name and just confirm with me if that's the way you want it to read.
Okay.
Did you get it?
Hold on there.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't get into my text messages. I just got a flip phone, so I can't.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I put it as M period E period Y period excavating. That's how I wrote it out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine. As long as the M-E-Y is in
Because I wanted to stand out with the M-E-Y. Yeah, the M-E-Ys are all in caps, and there's periods after each initial, and then the word excavating has a capital E. Okay.
Correct.
Now,
yep,
this is going to be also very important. So Google's going to mail out a PIN code to you, and they send it by mail. This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address do you want them to mail it to? I do see an address that's associated with your business. It's 68 Watson Road, and that's in Glen Campbell.
Yep.
Okay, and the zip code, I see it as 15742. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Is there a unit number or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is your residence, like where you live?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to hide that address. That address will not show anywhere on Google. Okay. It will be hidden. All right.
All right.
Now, Menno, the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
Hold on, man. Let me look.
Okay. Take your time. I'm going to be looking at the schedule while you're doing
it
that.
It's my name, the Menno E. Yoder.
Okay.
And then, it's M. E. Yoder Excavating also. I had to do that because, I didn't have an EIN number to set up a business account.
Oh, okay. So it says M. E.
Yoder.
How does the business name read on there, hon?
M. E. Yoder Excavating.
Okay, excavating. The M. E. is together as like one word. So it's M. E. and then Yoder Excavating, right?
Yep.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4-4-6-0-8-5-0-0-1-3-4-4-2-0-7-7.
Expiration month and year.
10/27.
And the CVV code on the back?
949.
Okay. I'm going to put a security question on your account here with us. Now, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
I'll use my mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Fisher.
Fisher? Okay.
F-I-S-H-E-R.
Got it. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through the voice verification recording. It is for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. And what it's going to do, Menno, is going to just outline our service agreement. It's going to go over billing date. If you choose to cancel or pause the account, that we just ask you call 3 business days before your billing is due so you don't get that charge, okay? When I am walking you through it, if there is something that you do not understand, I want you to do me a favor and you just stop me and you say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Menno, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Do I have to state my name?
Yeah, please state the way you would like the business to read on the first page of Google.
M, period, E, period, Y, period, excavating with a capital E.
Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Menno E. Yoder.
And what is your title within the business? Are you the owner? Are you the president?
Owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
What does that mean now?
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? Like, are you authorized to enter into this agreement with Local Splash with this package?
I'm not understanding what you're...
Okay. So what this means, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? So what I'm asking you is, are you authorized to enter into this agreement with this Premier Platinum package? Are you authorized to agree on this package on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Menno, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep in mind, right, we might call you because we have an update on your account, and we know that sometimes you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours, okay? That's all we ask. Now, also be aware that you might get a call from another company, Menno, that's trying to offer you another type of online product, right, another type of marketing. They are not associated with us. We are never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $449 a month. How you can identify if it's us calling you or not, ask. What's my security question? Always ask that. If they hang up on you, you know it's not us calling. Okay? So that's why we put the security question for you. Okay?
All right. If I ask for the security, I got a question here.
Yeah.
If I ask for the security question, they'll say my mother's maiden name.
We'll say your mom's maiden name. Yeah.
Right.
That's why we do that. If you say, what's my security question? We're going to say your mom's maiden name. And then you'll say, okay. And then you'll answer that. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's why we do it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And I'm going to explain this one first because I always do. Okay? So, what we're saying with this one here, what we're saying, we're not telling you that you can't do additional online marketing. Okay? What we're saying, Menno, is that before you do additional marketing, just give us a call and let us know so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? So that's
exactly
what that means.
Yeah.
Just give us a heads up.
I understand that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 21st, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $449. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Menno, your second payment will be charged on March 21st, 2024, in the discounted amount of $449. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means, Menno, is that when your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the discounted amount of $449. However, go ahead.
Will that 449 be automatically withdrawn?
Yes, every 21st of the month. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you may pause or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number. That's the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. I suggest that you save that number under your contacts as Local Splash, so you always have that number. Okay?
Exactly.
Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get that charge. So you already know, if you need to pause it or cancel it, make sure you call 3 business days before the 21st, so that way they don't charge you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Another question.
Yes.
If I would decide to pause it, and then, like, let's say for a month.
Right.
And then decide to start it up again, would I still be able to have that position?
Yes. And it would still be at that. Yes. Because when we pause it, what that means is it's like we put it on pause, right? So we're not optimizing you on the first page. You're not losing your spot, but you're also not paying for it at that time. We have some business owners that they go like on a seasonal hold. So they'll pause it for part of the season because it's snowing or whatever the case.
Yeah.
So they don't lose their spot and they still have that same rate. Okay. So your price won't change.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Yeah. No worries. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package now, and then I'm going to be processing the payment. I want to schedule also your client interview if we can today. How does your schedule look for today? Do you have any availability so I could see what we have on our calendar to see if we have that same time available? Or I can read off the times to you that we have, and you can let me know if it, whichever time works for you. Would you prefer I do that?
Just trying to think.
You're trying to think what your schedule looks like today. No worries. Just like, hold on, Edie, let me look at my schedule. Let me tell you, I have appointments late in the afternoon, like towards the evening, like just to kind of give you an idea, right? I have appointments available, and whatever time I give you, Menno, it's going to be your time zone. So I have appointments late this evening. I have one that's 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Do any of those times work for you?
Not really. What about earlier, like in the afternoon, let's say like 12, like an 12? Hour from now? Or?
Yeah, let me take a look. Oh, yeah, earlier today, let me see. Let's see what we got here. I actually have, I do have an appointment. 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3.
Let's go with the 1 to 2.
1 to 2. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So let me do this. I'm sending you right now a calendar invite. Okay? Now, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know, excuse me, that your appointment is going to be today between 1 and 2 o'clock. Now, Menno, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number, so just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason when we call you, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, and we will call you right back. We're also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just so that way you know it's coming up in the next hour. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So let me send that calendar invite. Now, we also sent you your receipt both to your email, and we sent it to you in a text message. I know you mentioned you have a flip phone, so you don't have a way of, like, opening it up and signing it, right? You don't have, like, a smartphone. Okay. So what I need you to do is at some point when you get home, I need you to go into your emails and you're going to find the receipt. And you're going to, when you open up the receipt, there's going to be a sentence that'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on where it says click here. Okay. It'll take it to a page that'll say local / terms of experience. You're going to click under the, you're going to click where the phone number's at. Your phone number listed there under the mobile phone. There's these two little boxes. One says that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one is certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card that you provided. And then at the bottom, it's going to ask you to type your name exactly as it reads there, okay, with no period after the E because it's super case sensitive. And then you'll just hit confirm signature, okay, and you'll be done.
Okay. But the I'm not sure if I can do that if you send it via email because when I was setting up my Angie account, we tried it through email and it didn't work. With my flip phone. And then he sent me a link through text and it worked. So
yeah.
I'm not
you
sure.
So what you can do, you have a desktop at home, right? Like a laptop or an iPad or something at home?
No. No, I don't. No.
Okay. I could try to send you the link, right? To see, I'll have the technician see if they can send you a link for it. But I want to make sure that you get your receipts because we emailed it to you
yeah,
and we also sent
exactly.
it to you in a text message. Okay.
Uh-huh. I now mean, just, I might be able to, you know, I might uh-huh. be able to. I don't know. I'm just giving you a heads up. You know, I'm not sure if I will be able to.
If you come across that problem, just let us know. Mirror the tech and we'll arrange it. Okay.
Okay.
Now
okay.
I want to just notate just a few notes and then we'll be all done. Under your services, I'm putting excavating, demo. What else do you want me to list? Under your services. Land clearing?
Can you, yeah, I'll take the land clearing, but take the demo off.
Take
I'm
that off?
I'm not too
okay.
interested in that, yeah.
Okay. So excavating, land clearing, what else do you want me to put? Do you do any concrete work? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, like retaining walls.
Oh, okay.
They'll dig and pour footers.
Dig and pour footers, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Major grading, resloping. I'm just thinking of
yeah.
like off the top of my head.
Yeah. yeah. and that's what okay. That's what I'm trying to do. That major grading and resloping. Driveways.
Uh huh.
Like regraveling driveways and stuff like that. and I'd also like to add like on-site shed building.
Oh,
like
really?
Sheds
okay.
And small sheds and small garages.
Nice. Now, is this just for residential or commercial too?
Might as well put it on both. I mean.
Okay. Now listen, this is just giving them an idea. Of course, during your client interview, you can give them a lot more. I just want them to have an
okay.
idea and they're going to go over more in detail with you. You can also add in keywords at any time. You can make changes to your services at any time. It doesn't cost you more money. Okay. Just an FYI.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
now, also, this is just, it's not, I just ask out of habit. It's not a requirement. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I'm licensed and insured, yes.
Oh, good for you. And then, now, you don't use Facebook at all, right? You mentioned?
Nope.
Okay. And then, I know you mentioned you did have a few pictures. What about a business logo? Do you have a company logo or do you want us to create one for you? It doesn't cost you anything.
I do have one. I mean, I want to make some changes on it.
Okay.
You know, I can send you to you.
I'm going to put half business logo, and I'm going to put might want to make changes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then if I send it to you, like in text, a picture.
I'll get it. Yeah, you could text it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I you call me then and ask me, like, what I want changed or whatever?
Yeah, the technician, send us the text. Send me the text, right? The technician, when they talk to you today, because I put in the notes, has a business logo, might want to make changes. And you can ask them, hey, is there any way you guys can change the business logo to look like this, right?
Okay. Yeah. What it is actually I got a picture of a business card. I just want to, you know, it's got all the stuff that I do on there. But, I mean, they'll probably be able to change it or whatever. They'll probably be able to make something.
Yeah, no worries. Of course, no worries. Now, as I was looking through, so I put you down for a 100-mile radius, right? Because that's as far as those Google ads will target. Now, if for some reason you want to change it, like you want to scale it back a little bit, you can do that too, where you could choose to target specific zip codes or even, you know, counties. It's whichever you prefer or the 100-mile radius. Now, what when we're communicating with you, okay, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What do you prefer, all three?
Phone call or text.
Phone call or text. Okay. Let me notate that. Phone call or text. And then what are your hours of operation? Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, Saturday?
Monday through Saturday, actually. Yeah.
What times, typically?
Don't really matter. I mean,
like an 8 to 5. I mean, that doesn't mean you can't schedule something earlier or later, but just like 8 to 5.
Let's make it 6. 8 to 6. 7 to 6.
Oh, 7 to 6. Okay, 7 to 6. And then, what forms of payments do you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, credit card, PayPal?
Just cash and check.
Cash and check. Okay.
For right now. I mean, I want to get like the card machine thing eventually.
Yeah, that'll be good. But, yeah. In time,
like right now,
once you, cash and check is fine. Now, let's say you start, you know, accepting other forms of payments, just let us know so that way we can update it in the system. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
The last thing I want to go over with you. So today we're going to be calling you from that 877 number. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling to introduce you to your technician. But if I'm not available, then the tech is going to call you directly. They'll call you between 1 and 2 o'clock. So just make sure that you're answering all calls within the hour, and we'll send you a text message. We're going to send you a reminder an hour before just to remind you that it's coming up. Okay. Now.
Okay. Yeah.
Starting from today, okay, we're going to get moving. So within 6 to 10 days, I want you to be on the lookout for, it's going to look like a postcard. It's coming from Google, and it'll say Google at the top. This postcard, this is going to have this verification code. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you're going to get that within 6 to 10 days. It's not junk mail. So
is
someone gets the mail.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm getting it like in the mail.
Yes, in the mail, correct.
Okay.
There have been some cases, Menno, where they've texted it to you, but that's very rare. If that were to happen, we would notify you. But typically it's going to come in the mail. So if anyone gets the mail before you do, just let them know, hey, it's not junk mail. I need that pin code. Don't throw it away, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now,
okay.
Within
and,
five... Go ahead.
Let's say I would happen to like forget to tell them, and they would throw it away. Could I get another verification?
Yes.
PIN?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, we could just request a new one. Yeah. No worries.
Okay.
No worries.
Okay.
Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in those directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials so that you can start tracking your results with us. Okay.
Okay.
7 to 14 days, your Google ads will be live and your website's going to be live within 7 to 14 days. Those will be visible, your Google ads and your website. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing It says that the first page placement on Google in the local map, that can take between 30 to 45 days. However, I have seen many times where it's happened sooner, but that's always going to be our promise. In the meantime, okay, that's why we get your Google ads, your website, the directories up and running a lot quicker so that you can start generating calls as quickly as possible. Now, as these steps are being completed, we'll also be sending you notifications to let you know when you're on the first page, when your Google ads are live, when your website's live, when you're in the directories. So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the last thing, I also sent you an email and we sent you a text message of a list of items that we would need you to send us photos of. Now, on that list, there's going to be some items that you might not have. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay. Because I don't have, like, a lot of pictures.
It's okay.
I actually just got pictures of, like,
it's okay,
one job, which I'm doing one today, so.
That's quite all right. This email that I sent you and the text message, this is about photos that we need to get you verified faster. So pictures that we're requiring is, like, pictures of your tools, pictures of your work truck or work van. Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance. Send us whatever you can off of that list. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. This is just going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Menno, I am super, super excited for you. I'm so excited, and I'm glad I was able to speak with you. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So just remember, we'll be talking between 1 and 2 o'clock. It'll be closer to 1 o'clock when we call you, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. So we'll talk to you shortly.
Okay.
All right, Menno, you have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yep.
Bye-bye.